Intel launches 11th Gen Tiger Lake CPUs with blazing fast clock speeds on September 2nd in PC World by Mark Hockman. But can they topple AMD's Ryzen mobile parts? Intel promised dramatic clock speed increases in its 11th Gen Tiger Lake Intel Core CPU. It delivered. In August, Intel surprised us by promising that its new SuperFin transistor would push Tiger Lake to a greater-than-generational improvement in CPU performance. While that claim will have to wait for actual testing, the numbers help bolster its case. The base clock speed of the top 4-core 8-thread Core i7-1185G7 reaches 3 GHz. Far above that of Intel's flagship 10th Gen Ice Lake chips, with single-core turbo speeds hitting 4.8 GHz. All told, Intel is launching 9 new Tiger Lake processors for notebooks, 5 of which include the new Xe Integrated Graphics Core. More than 150 designs based on the new 11th Gen Intel Core processors are expected from partners including Acer, Asus, Dell, Dynabook, HP, Lenovo, LG, MSI, Razer, Samsung, and others, Intel says. 20 will be Intel Evo notebooks, the new name for Intel's ongoing Project Athena lineup of collaboratively designed premium notebook PCs. Intel's making ambitious performance claims, including that Tiger Lake is 2.7 times as fast as competitive products in video editing, and that it can add an hour or so of battery compared to Ice Lake. Keep in mind, however, that the current landscape favors AMD's mobile Ryzen, especially notebook processors like the 8-core, 16-thread Ryzen Mobile 4800U that easily compete with Intel's 10th Gen Ice Lake H-series processors for gaming laptops. Intel hasn't announced a gaming-class Tiger Lake processor yet, though it's made the case that Tiger Lake enables thin and light gaming performance where none existed before. Tiger Lake looks significantly faster. Intel has talked at length about the architectural details underlying Tiger Lake, but it said little about the actual clock frequencies of the chips themselves. On Wednesday, Intel unveiled them. The higher-powered UP3 series of chips, previously known as the U-series mobile CPUs for laptops, will include 5 chips ranging from the dual-core 3 GHz Core i3-1115G4 on up to the quad-core 3 GHz Core i7-1185G7. The lower-power UP4 series chips for tablets and thin and light PCs, designated in prior generations with the Y suffix, includes 4 processors ranging from the 1.8 GHz dual-core Intel Core i3-1110G4 up to the 1.2 GHz quad-core Core i7-1160G7. In a presentation on Wednesday, Intel quietly amended its product list by saying that the Core i3-1125G4 and Core i3-1120G4 would be available in 2021. Compared to Intel's first 10th Gen Ice Lake processors, several differences stand out with Tiger Lake. Top to bottom, the base clock speeds as well as the single-core turbo speeds are all higher, even significantly in some cases. The max all-core turbo speeds are higher too. The closest generational comparison is Ice Lake's Core i5-1035G1, 1 GHz base, 3.6 GHz single-core turbo, 3.3 GHz all-core turbo, and Tiger Lake's Core i3-1125G4, 2 GHz base, 3.7 GHz single-core turbo, 3.3 GHz all-core turbo. Actual performance will vary and will need to be established via testing. Intel isn't offering as much processor choice as in Ice Lake, as there are 5 UP3 Tiger Lake processors versus 6 Ice Lake U chips and 4 UP4 Tiger Lake processors compared to 5 Ice Lake Y-series chips. Intel may identify the lower power UP4 chips with model numbers ending in 0. There's a possibly significant difference in operating power. Ice Lake's U-series chips offered a 15-watt nominal TDP and a 25-watt UP TDP, allowing for higher frequencies and performance differences. The information Intel released doesn't make that distinction. Intel hasn't said whether the 12-watt to 28-watt UP3 processors indicate a nominal TDP of 12 watts or whether they're 15-watt parts with a TDP down option of 12 watts. Intel could be offering laptop makers the option of buying a single processor and running it either an upclocked, downclocked, or nominal stock configuration. We knew a bit about Intel's plans for its Xe integrated graphics because Intel said last month that Tiger Lake would include up to 96 EUs. That's a bump up from the 64 EUs Ice Lake offered. Before any performance improvements from Intel's new Xe core, now dubbed Iris Xe, are factored in. Graphics frequencies are higher too. Tiger Lake's Xe GPU supports 8K HDR displays and up to 4 simultaneous 4K HDR displays, as well as Dolby Vision. Interestingly, Intel is not making any distinction between the graphical capabilities of processors like the Core i7-1185G7, 96 EUs, 1.35 GHz GPU frequency, and the Core i5-1135G7, 80 EUs, 1.3 GHz. Both are identified with the same G7 suffix, and both include the Intel Iris Xe branding. There will likely be some differences in graphics performance between the two that the branding and model numbers won't disclose. Otherwise, Intel's product matrix tells us that the cache sizes will vary among the different processors, affecting performance somewhat. The memory options include the same DDR4 3200 as Ice Lake had, plus a faster LPDDR4X 4266 option that Ice Lake didn't have. Tiger Lake is also Intel's first CPU line to support PCI Express Gen 4. Tiger Lake notebooks will have up to 4 ports of Thunderbolt 4 and Wi-Fi 6 Gig Plus 2. Actual performance remains unknown. Intel's recent Intel Architecture Day revealed one reason why Tiger Lake represents a greater than generational leap in performance. Its SuperFin transistor. According to Ruth Brain, an Intel fellow specializing in technology development and interconnects, the sum total of all the intranode improvements made in the 14-nanometer generation would be equalized by one intranode performance increase from Ice Lake to Tiger Lake. That's a generation's worth of plus-plus improvements wiped off the table by the SuperFin transistor. That might help explain the greater range in Tiger Lake's operating power too, as the Willow Cove CPU within Tiger Lake is designed for a broader range of operating power and frequency than the Sunny Cove CPUs inside of Ice Lake. For now, however, there's still a mishmash of somewhat vague performance comparisons. Intel claims that the integrated Xe core outperforms 90% of the discrete graphics in the segment, and that the chip can play games twice as fast as the integrated Ice Lake GPU. The latter claim is based on a comparison between the Core i7-1065G7U and the Core i7-1185G7 using Gears Tactics at 1080p medium settings. Intel had also made some initial performance claims about Tiger Lake last year. Intel also says that Tiger Lake offers video editing that's twice as fast and photo editing that's 2.7 times as fast compared to rival products. Last month, Intel released video explaining how Tiger Lake would perform in games ranging from Battlefield 5 to Grid, but without frame rates to back it up. Still, being able to play Borderlands 3, Far Cry New Dawn, and Hitman 2 on integrated graphics and on a thin and light PC is noteworthy. We'll see if Intel can show us more about how the Core i7-1185G7 compares to the Ryzen Mobile 4800U. Still, Intel began sharing some performance metrics to try to show how Tiger Lake outstrips the competition. Here's a summary. Until we have laptops in-house to test, it's all academic. It's probably fair to say that until Intel announced its SuperFin transistor, the comparison between AMD's Mobile Ryzen and Intel's Tiger Lake looked pretty bad for Intel. Now, the landscape could be much more competitive.